online across the world. This is Bet Radio with Russell Prue.
I'm delighted to introduce my next guest this afternoon on Bet Radio. It is Tom Rees. Tom is a head teacher on secondment with LP Plus. Quite an innovative concept, this. Tom, how are things going for you at LP Plus?
Hi, Russell. They're going very well, thank you. Yeah, it's very different being out of a school, but it's good fun. I keep being reminded that it's the real world that I'm in now and not the school world. But no, it's great. It's good fun.
Brilliant. And what are your roles at LP Plus? What are you helping LP Plus do?
Yeah, okay. So I've come out working with LP Plus as Director of Learning. And basically it's around two key areas. One is to help them develop their new learning platform, which is LP Plus 4, and was launched in November. And that's been great fun working with schools and children and teachers, trying to make sure that we get them to create a learning platform which is all the things that teachers and children want. And the second piece of work is around the training that goes alongside that. So trying to make sure that the training that schools and teachers get is educationally focused training and not technological user training. And that's been really good fun as well. A real privilege to get out into lots and lots of different schools in local authorities across the country.
Mm. Now, you're one of their customers. You've been using their product for some time at school there as well. What are the biggest differences that a learning platform meant to your primary school?
It's interesting, actually. I've been using the platform in the three schools prior to coming out on secondment by chance.
Okay.
Started out in Dubai back in 2004 when learning platforms were really first kind of creeping into existence. And then, really, I suppose the most substantial use was from 2008 at Little Harrogate, which was when I, took the head fit there. And I think, the thing with learning platforms is it's just huge, and you've really got to look at which areas you're already trying to make an improvement in your school, and then see how the technology can support that. So, from obvious things around technology, making sure our meetings are all paperless and that the governors are paperless, all these kind of things, which are kind of, obvious. But the exciting stuff for me is when you start to put those Web 2.0 tools like blogging, wikis, discussions into the hands of learners and innovative teachers. And that was a bit where we really saw the biggest impact in terms of, people engagement. We saw a huge increase in writing results, for example, that coincided with offering children different ways of learning online using tools like blogs and wikis, which